Hello, I'm Ben and I'm here with the Brandy Thieves. Hello, how are you doing today?
Hello there.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having us on.
No, not a problem, not a problem. It's a pleasure.
I'm Andrea, I'm from the Brandy Thieves and I'm representing everybody today because unfortunately everyone else is a bit too busy getting ready for tonight. So
they're getting ready, are they? Yeah, you're kind of riding solo here in the studio today. So you're getting ready and prepared for an album launch this evening.
Yeah, that's right. We've got our album launch for our album Old Tattoos.
Okay.
At the Music Cafe in Broughton Gate tonight.
Excellent, excellent. So have you got anything magical and prepared for this evening? Is it going to be an absolute party?
Well, we've got a fantastic lineup, first of all. Not only is it us, it's Paul Ronnie from a great band called Urban Voodoo Machine, who are a bit legendary
yes.
in these parts.
Yeah, yeah.
Also Goldwater, who are proving to be an incredible live band. And Siobhan Matzey's band. And we've got Colin Skinner doing magic. And we've got a psychic medium as well, which
my
would be quite
goodness, it is really. It's going to be a party there tonight.
Yeah,
my
and we've
gosh.
Got Acid Haystack and the Shattered Villain doing busking outside as well.
So, I mean, how, for starters, I think the biggest question for me is how did you get all these amazing people to go, yes, I want to be a part of this?
Who wouldn't want to be a part of this?
Well, I mean, exactly, if that's the answer. But yeah, I mean,
to be honest, it was our bass player and sort of main man Kane, who actually put the lineup together. He worked really hard actually to get this lineup together, and we wanted sort of the best of Leicester and around the area. Just so it's got a bit of everything for everybody.
Excellent. Oh, that's I'm excited. I mean, this is going to be such a good evening. And I mean, I'm assuming you're quite excited because for you, this is an album launch. This
yeah.
is you putting out. And I've seen the album art and I've given a little listen to the singles and it sounds awesome. So, I mean, what are the feelings surrounding having this album suddenly go out?
Well, I'm not going to lie. It's been a lot of blood, sweat and tears gone into it. Lots of fraught tension at times as well, but we're so chuffed with the result, and it's all come to this point now where we're releasing it tonight and we're just all bouncing up and down. We can't wait to play it for everybody. We're actually going to perform the album pretty much
top
as
to bottom
is, yeah.
Wow, that's, I mean, this is exciting. And the creative process, I mean, obviously it was blood, sweat and tears, but you know, how did the process start and where was the inspiration sort of to build this album?
From all sorts of places. I mean, it's me and Kane that write the songs together. So I'll write entire songs. Sometimes Kane will come to me with lyrics as well, and I'll put a melody to it and we craft it together. And then everybody else puts their own input into it as well, as far as bringing the structure to the songs. But it all comes from things to do with our personal lives, but there's a lot of story and folk telling, in there as well.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you can sort of tell that from your posters and your album art and even your name. Where did the name come from?
Well, the Whiskey Thieves was taken, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay, no, fair enough.
But yeah, the Brandy Thieves, there was a sort of a community in, I'm not even sure what town or where it was, but they buried one of those time capsules.
Okay.
And it was about 100 years ago or something like that, and they buried a bottle of brandy in there as well.
Right,
and
okay.
Dug up all those years later and someone had pinched the brandy out of it. So we thought that was quite a cool story. And
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know, the name itself really embodies the mischief that surrounds the band. And
oh yeah, definitely.
How much of a great time we have all together as friends as well.
Yes, yeah, I mean, I think that's that does kind of encapsulate you guys quite a lot. So in terms of, you have got some gigs lined up, you've got a bit of festival. You were telling me a little bit about the festivals you're going to play.
Yeah. Obviously, we've got our launch tonight. The next really exciting gig after that, and I'm particularly excited about this, we're playing the World Gin Festival.
Okay.
At the National Space Centre in Leicester.
They've got a gin festival at the National
yeah.
Space. Okay. I mean,
we're actually performing underneath the big rockets.
Oh wow!
I can't wait.
That's
going to be amazing.
That's an experience of a lifetime, to be playing a gig under a rocket. Okay.
And then that's on the 11th of June, and then we're headlining a stage at Foxton Locks Festival.
Okay.
On the 18th of June, which is also my birthday.
Oh wow!
So that should be good fun. Fox and Locks is a lovely festival to go to.
Do you know what? I didn't even know they had a festival. I've been to Fox and Locks, but I didn't know they had a festival.
It's brilliant. They have all the barges up the canal. Everyone's showing all their barges, and it's a lovely little community festival. The big one, the one we're most looking forward to, obviously, is Simon Says.
Yes.
We've played there the last few years in a row, and we've been moved on to the bigger outdoor stage now because they can't fit any more people into watches into the marquee stage. We've absolutely packed it out.
Because were you headlining the marquee stage?
Yeah, we were the last couple of years.
That's amazing. So you've been bumped up to the main stage. That's super, super exciting.
Yeah,
my goodness.
We can't wait. It's been the best festival experience that we've had so far. The crew there are amazing. Matt Kirk and everybody that organises it and puts so much hard work into putting such a lovely event together.
Yeah.
And we're so excited and stoked to be part of it again this year.
Okay. So for people that perhaps haven't heard of you before, what can they expect from you guys? You know, what do you sound like and what kind of atmosphere and that sort of thing?
Well, I suppose the sort of description we use on our sort of social media and whatnot is gypsy punk with soul. We've got lots of different influences in the band. Tina Turner's my hero, for instance.
Gotta love a bit Tina Turner, yeah.
Kane's got a background in sort of Irish folk music and things like that. And Joe, our trumpet player, is really into swing and a bit of a crooner. And Bernardo, our drummer, is a metalhead. So,
right.
So, I mean, expect the unexpected, really. But expect a dance.
Yeah?
Yeah, you won't be able to not dance.
I think that sums it up really, really nicely. So, and they can find you on the internet, they can find the album when it's released later on this evening.
Absolutely, you can find us on Facebook. The album will be available on iTunes and Spotify, and we have actual real CDs as well.
You do, yeah, it's very shiny.
If anybody ever bothers to buy those anymore. But you will be able to get those at the album launch if you are coming as well.
Excellent. And where's that this evening again, sorry?
It's at the Music Cafe on Braunston Gate. There's lots and lots going on, and it's going to be an absolutely incredible night. We can't wait.
It's going to be a party. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming into the studio today, having a little bit of a chat with us.
No problem.
I hope the album launch goes well.
One more thing.
You've got one more thing.
Go for it. Before I forget, we're actually scouting for a new accordion player. Our accordion player's had to sort of sadly leave us because he actually lives in Bristol, so it's a bit far from
that's a bit of a trek, isn't it? Yeah.
So if anybody listening to this knows anybody or is themselves an accordion player and wants to give it a shot, then please do get in touch with us on Facebook. We'd be happy to hear from you.
There we go. Do you know what? Part of me wishes I could play the accordion now. I can't, so I'm going to be a little bit disappointing. But no, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope the
album launch goes well, and I hope the party tonight's a blast. I'm sure it will be.
Thanks a lot, guys.